Did not anticipate this much turnout, so we have enough room for 10 teams. So if there's like any stragglers, I'm going to kindly ask y'all to consolidate. So everybody who is playing, please come up and take a one of these tracking sheets. This stays with you. This is entirely for your benefit to help follow the game. Take one of these answer pads.
Sorry,
blind first hitter.
That's
not. I will help you out.
Blind first hitter. There we go.
Okay, actually, I'll move. How about this? I'll move the projector out of the way because we don't need it.
Okay. And so here is a tracking sheet. Here is a pad. Let me also give you a pen. And the first thing I would like everybody to do once you have your things, on the first sheet of your pad, write down your team name and bring that up to me. Pen.
Sorry.
Pen, tracking sheet, pad. There you go.
Is it one set per team?
Red,
one set per team.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah,
for all teams, please share your tracking sheet and entry sheet.
All right. That'll be something.
Number four.
All right.
Nice to meet you. This is
Heather. Hi.
I never heard it. Nope. This is everything. There you are.
Join us.
And where do we write our team name?
Just on the first page of your pad. Oh, by the way, just so everybody knows, for writing questions, I have a vision disability. If you could please write big and blocky, I would really appreciate it.
Well, on the top, when you go to submit an answer, write your team name at the top, so that way we'll be able to keep
yes, so, right. Yes, so everybody, I will explain the rules once I have everything passed out. Who else is a team wants to sign up?
Do you want it on the sheet or just like...
Oh, yeah, just on the pad and then just, you know... Rip off page one and bring it up to me. And you're just gonna for every question, you're gonna rip off a page and bring it up to me.
Yeah, do not forget to write your team name when you submit an answer. That's how we keep track.
Are there any other teams who would like to get their stuff? Or because I've given out five, are we playing with five teams? I'm hearing no objections. Okay, that works for me. So once you have your team name ready, bring it up to me, and I will register you on my Scorch card.
And as a heads up, the number one team will get a $25 Amazon gift card,
which is in my back jacket over there. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so while you guys are writing down your team names, let me explain how this works. So as you can see from your tracking sheet, there are going to be four rounds of five questions. Now, I'm going to give you the categories for the round before the round begins. The reason for that is... Not all questions are equal. You are each going to have a set of five wagers per round. So for rounds one and two, you're going to be able to wager one, three, five, seven, nine. And you can only use each wager once. So if you are super confident on your answer, bet a nine. If you are not super confident, bet a one. If you are in between, but you think there's a category later that you are either going to be super good at or not, you might want to save your 9 or your 1. Does that make sense to everybody?
So what is it worth if you don't wager anything?
You need to wager. You cannot not wager. So if you don't know at all, if you're taking a wild guess, wager a 1. So everybody should be using 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 at the end of the round. You cannot use 9 twice. You cannot use 7 twice. That's your team name?
Okay, well, the way it works is you write your team name at the top of every answer you give.
Okay,
so like, let's say for the first question,
all right, you write it.
Okay, yeah, you write your team name at the top of your answer every time you submit.
Thank you very much.
We're just giving up the whole sheet, we may as well.
All right.
All right.
On the whole thing.
I have a picture.
And I have no way of tracking if somebody is cheating and using multiple wagers twice. So I'm going to ask y'all, please don't do that. Do not cheat.
Also,
cheaters are squares.
Also, smartphones down.
Well, yes, no cell phones. That is muy importante. All right.
Facebook Live.
We have Rar.
Rar.
Okay.
That's.
Look, I need you to. This is. I think. Is this Pirate Cats or Road Cats?
Road Cats.
Like I said.
No, that you wrote down.
I know. It doesn't matter. Like I said, please big and blocky because I can't see very well.
You wrote Rar Cats. It's Road.
Rhode Island. Oh, that makes so much more sense. Road Cats. And finally.
It looks like we have someone else shuffling in.
IDK team. Lovely.
Oh, did you just come in?
All right. Do we have a sixth team who wants to join? Sign up.
We have five teams at the moment. Do you want to join and be team number six?
I know it's still trivia, so I just showed up to figure out what he was looking for. Okay, so the trivia
is not. There are a few questions that are fandom specific, but the majority of this is just routine trivia questions that are all going to tie into animals one way or another.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. If you're not sure what the answer is, it's animal related. All right, so I have five teams.
Okay.
I'm ready to start. Is anybody else?
Who needs a partner or teammate?
All
right.
All right, so once I read the question, I'm going to start playing a song. You will have until the end of the song to bring me your answer. And if we start getting short on time, I'm going to start, you know, cutting it off after 90 seconds. So, is everybody ready for question number one?
Oh, we need to give the categories.
Oh, yes. All right. So, your categories for round one. Write these down on your tracking sheet. Everybody ready? Mm-hmm. Round one is going to be zoology. Question two is movies. Question number three is history. Question number four is entertainment. And number five is fursonas.
To clarify, the wagers are 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Use each wager once. And like I said on your tracking sheet, there is a spot for your wager so you can keep track of which ones you have already used.
Do we need to put our wagers in now, or can we wait until we hear the question?
You put your wager in when you turn your answer in.
Got it.
So when you turn an answer in, it should have three things on it. Your team name, your answer, your wager.
Any questions?
All right. Everybody here is smart and understands the rules. Go, everybody.
Yay!
All right.
Now it's our turn to ask questions.
Everybody ready for question number one?
Yay!
All right. Question number one. Although its English name is the raccoon dog, this ring-tailed canid is better known by its Japanese name of blank.
Do we just write the wager next to
you? Yes. Just write the wager next to your answer.
And can we just bring you the sheet?
Yes.
Five. Do we write it on here too?
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Big enough.
Thank you. Hang on. Just give me a minute. I'll cover it through.
Is it just one answer per sheet?
Can you bring up our answer now?
Yeah, bring it up into the song. I don't know which song that is.
You're going to be our runner.
Because you're ambulance party.
I need a team name for whoever's answer this is.
Okay, hold on.
Better put 9 on there.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we don't keep it.
Okay. Two, and these last two for alright. Alright, I have five answers. I have five wagers. So, once again, the question was, although its English name is the raccoon dog, this ring-tailed canid is better known by its Japanese name of blank. The answer is tanuki.
Yes.
Alright, question number two. Actor and recent Oscar winner Joaquin Phoenix once voiced the lead character in a Disney movie where he was mystically transformed into this animal. Don't need the name of the movie. We need the animal that Joaquin Phoenix was turned into. Although,
how specific do we have to be?
Not super specific. This is a one-word answer.
Okay.
I don't need to know like the geographical region of the animal and all that fun stuff.
As a reminder, if you're not confident on the answer, you can bet a one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Just draw Rhode Island on there.
I put them right here, but I'm right in the middle. Oh, good idea. Good idea.
So we couldn't have finances, like, not for him.
I'm going to go for the Olympic
Pass me the first.
Yeah.
Slot of answers, Tim. I'm sorry.
You won them. The reason that I knew it didn't make what I was like.
He's like, and I got broadcast for our next stuff.
I think was what we cut down. Yeah, probably come back and have it somewhere too.
The natural history or human? Sorry, we're actually asking for the history of Middle Earth. These are all things just from the really.
Quiet. All right, so we have everybody's answers. Once again, the question: actor, recent Oscar winner Joaquin Phoenix voiced the lead character in a Disney animated feature where he was mystically transformed into this animal. That was a bear, and the movie was Brother Bear. All right. Keep all those in case I mess up and have to like go on it. Yes, please. That'd be great. Thank you, Talon. All right. Question number three. Everybody ready? U.S. presidents James Madison, Andrew Jackson, and William McKinley all kept this animal as a pet, and McKinley's could supposedly whistle Yankee Doodle Dandy.
How specific do we have to be?
I do need a species for this one. If you give me, like, the more generic term for the animal class, I will not accept it.
Can you say the president names again?
Andrew Jackson, William McKinley, and James Madison. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, RAR, I cannot accept 1-3. I need it one or the other.
Wait, that's the question number.
Oh, there is on the bottom. I'm stupid. Thank you.
Your eyes are so good, they notice all the numbers at the same time.
Y'all are sweet. Okay. All right, so that's 5 answers. Only one team got this right. 2 teams were very close, but no cigar. So the animal that Madison, Jackson, and McKinley kept, McKinley's could supposedly whistle Yankee Doodle Dandy. That is a parrot. Yeah. Could not accept parakeets. And while I appreciate the creativity, I hate to inform you all that crocodiles can't whistle.
Yeah, I was originally thinking horse.
Were they right? They were perfect. They did?
Oh. Yeah, nobody got it right.
Oh, nobody got it right. Okay.
Sorry, yeah, nobody got this one. Sorry.
All right, so give me 1 second to correct that score because I misread an answer. All right, so question. All right, question number 4. Entertainment. This Las Vegas duo of magicians were notable for incorporating a multitude of animals in their act,
until it abruptly ended when one of the performers was mauled by a Siberian white tiger. What is the name of this Hollywood act?
God.
Yes. Don't worry about spelling.
Yeah, we're not looking for spelling. We're just looking at the
name.
That's
correct.
I'm hurting. I would like.
Sorry. I am not capable of walking, apparently.
I don't know why.
I know I've read about
thank you.
I didn't even know.
All right, so wait, now one more. Thank you. Okay. This is a 7, not a 1, correct?
Yeah, that's a 7.
That's a 7. All right. Okay. So, this Las Vegas duo of magicians incorporated a multitude of animals in their act until it ended when one half of the duo was attacked by a white tiger. That is Siegfried and Roy. Oh. Penn and Teller are still performing, guys. All right, so number 5. This one is a little bit more in y'all's alley. This is a Fursona's question. All right, according to a survey of the fandom done in 2016... The most, one-third of all Fursonas...
This is the three most common.
The three most common species of Fursona, approximately one-third of the fandom, all share this genus. So not species, not family, but genus. And it's more obvious than you think it is.
So...
Ungulate.
Oh yeah.
So to give you all an example, a parrot is a species. Avian is a genus.
That's a class.
No,
obviously. All right, pick a bad example.
Avian is a phylum.
Okay, a cow is a species. Bovine is a genus. That I have right. All right, well, my partner, who is not here, wrote this question, so y'all can play.
Human is a species, homo is a genus. But homo sapiens is a species.
Why did I use his question?
Genus.
I should not have used his question.
Yeah, the person who wrote this question isn't here. That's our excuse.
You're doing good anyway.
Homo is a
genus
and
homo is
a genus.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Take that.
Regardless,
I'm going to take this. Correct. Also correct. Thank you.
All I know is that when I was a kid, I was a
no, that's that makes sense.
Sounds like someone just made up. Like decided to
flat.
Yeah.
Hand me, okay, so, give me 1 minute, because I'm going to do some score auditing here, but this one was a clean sweep, everybody got this right. Canine is the answer.
Okay, that's
no, they
an adjective.
No, they didn't.
Adjective. Yes.
That's fine.
Canis.
I'm accepting that. If you said cane, ein, canis, whatever, I'm taking it.
All right. Okay. Answer is that pain in my canis.
Yeah. All right. Give me 1 minute because I'm just gonna audit. I'm gonna audit one team score here because I might have messed up. So give me 1 minute. 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9 Okay, round two. So now you have a whole new set of wagers. 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Round two, question one.
Wait, same categories?
Thank you. Categories. So, round two categories. The first question will be science.
Ooh.
Number two will be the internet.
Oh, no.
Number three will be television.
I'm not good at that.
Number four, I'm preparing for a shutter. Sports.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I don't got this.
And number five will be mascots.
Oh.
All right. Hand me your cat's answers. Okay, I got that right. Yes, I did.
I just kept on putting road cats and roar spots in each other, but I got it right now.
Oh, my music thing broke. I lost Wi-Fi. Oh, well. All right, so I'm just going to put a stopwatch. Actually, no, I can just play the music from my phone. That works.
Sweet.
All right, so I'm just going to say 60 seconds from the end of this sentence. Oh, wait, I didn't give you the first question, did I? This is a lot of work.
All right.
Science. And this one is multiple choice. So as I'm reading these answers, write them down on your answer sheet. And then you can just cross off the ones that you think are wrong or circle the one that you think is right. So the four answers for this, I'm going to give you four characters. A, Crash Bandicoot. B, Curious George. C, Retzko. And
Retzko.
The U is silent, believe it or not.
How do you spell that?
R E T S U K O.
That's
how the judges
pronounce it. It needed to be spelled for me to understand
what you're like Team
Rex. Oh, I had to fill up my.
And D is Shere Khan.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
S H E R E K H A N.
I don't know.
Does everybody have all four of those written down?
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, according to the World Wildlife Fund, all of these characters are endangered except for whom?
Oh, God.
Yeah, give me everybody's teams just for a
second. Okay, yeah, that's all correct. Okay, I just want to make sure. So,
thank you. Thank you so much. All right, I have all five answers. This one was harder than I thought it was going to be. Only one team got this right. So, of the four species I gave you, Crash Bandicoot, Curious George, Retzko, and Shere Khan, which of those four is not endangered? Curious George is a chimpanzee. They are endangered. Mm-hmm. Retzko is a red panda, also endangered. Oh. Shere Khan is a Bali tiger, endangered. Crash Bandicoot is not endangered.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right, so number two, the internet.
Yeah.
All right, everybody ready for question number two? All right. In 2018, an investigative report revealed that trained Russian trolls have been posing on furries on this former social media giant.
We're looking for the website here, just as a heads up.
What?
I still play it.
I have five answers, and
no,
once again...
No, you don't.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Now I do. Do, 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 do. All right. Now I have five answers, and once again, only one team got this correct. So, in 2018, an investigative report revealed that trained Russian trolls were posing on as furries on this former social media giant. There was a mass exodus from this website last year when they made a policy change. Tumblr. Fun fact, Tumblr is owned by Yahoo, who lost an estimated $1 billion by banning a mature furry content. All right, question number three, television. Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong voiced these two titular avian leads in this short-lived Netflix animated sitcom. Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong voiced the two titular, meaning the characters' names are the title, avian leads in this short-lived animated sitcom.
It was on Netflix.
Sorry, it was Ali Wong and who?
Tiffany Haddish.
Thank you.
Wait. Take a little bit. Come on. Maybe I thought I wanted some video.
Sounds like it.
All right. So. All right. So two teams got this one right. The short-lived Netflix sitcom starring Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong is two bird characters, Tuca and Birdie, made by the same creators as BoJack Horseman. Yeah. So if anybody is wondering, the reason why Netflix canceled after 1 year was because they never wanted it. They greenlit it basically as a favor to the studio, and even though it was great, they did no marketing for it, so nobody watched it, and thus it got canceled, which sucks, because it was great. All right, So, time for the super scary sports question. I tried to make this as easy as I can. I really did. All right. Since 1999, Blades has been the mascot of this, very important, locally supported major athletic team. Since 1999, Blades has been the mascot for this locally supported major athletic team.
Yeah, you probably
want to.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I wonder what's funny about it.
Do I have five answers?
No.
No, I don't. No.
Now we
might. I'm sorry. Is this a three or a five?
We already did the three.
Oh, and so it's a five. Okay. So. Give you all a round of applause. Everybody got the sports question right. Yes. It is the Boston Bruins.
Don't poke the bear. That's the saying, don't poke the bear.
All right. So number five. This is another mascot-related question. This one's also sort of a food question. So, Fudgy the Whale is the mascot for this ice cream shop native to the Northeast United States. Maybe you got it right. No, you didn't. Is this a seven or a one?
It's a seven.
It's a seven? Okay. Okay. All right. So, I have five answers. So, Fudgy the Whale is the mascot for this ice cream shop native to the Northeast United States. That is Carvel. Yes.
They also did Cookie Puss. That's what inspired the Beastie Boys. Do you remember Cookie Puss?
Oh my God, I do remember Cookie Puss. I didn't know that was a Beastie Boys.
Well, yeah, they did the song, but the Carvel has Cookie Puss.
Oh, all right.
Cookie Puss.
So, the scores after two rounds, assuming that I know how to add, at the end I will have Excel do the math. So I don't screw up, but I'm going to do mental math for the round two scores. So, after two rounds, Mood has 31 points. War Penguins have 41 points. Roar has 28 points. Road Cats have 45 points. And IDK Team has 18 points. But don't worry, I forgot to mention, there is a final question, so... No matter how well or poorly you do in the first four rounds, it might all change come the end. Okay, so for round three. Now for round three and four, there's going to be one slight change to the rules. Instead of betting 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, you're going to be betting the even numbers. Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. If you accidentally bring me an odd number, I will round it up to the next even number. All right. Make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Round three categories coming up. Number one is toys and games. Number two is conventions. Number three is pets. Number four is music. And number five is theater.
I'll also point out that the difficulty ramps up in these later two rounds, so be
prepared. I mean, granted, people got maybe I just put the hard questions in the easy round, and maybe everyone will get these. Who knows? All right, is everybody ready for question number one? All right, so toys and games. In its original release, this classic board game's only animal-related player piece was a rocking horse, but in 1942, it was replaced with the Scotty Dog. What is this board game?
I didn't actually know that, so.
Sure.
Yes. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow, everybody was super fast in this one. I didn't even get to play the Ramones for that long.
Let's go. I, oh. Let's go. I, oh. Let's go. I, oh. Let's go.
All right, well, so much for this round being harder because everybody got this right. It is Monopoly. Plays the Scotty Dog. All right, number two, conventions.
No one had a Monopoly over that answer.
No, everybody had a Monopoly over that answer. It's a shared Monopoly. Sharing is caring. Number two, conventions. WUFF, or WOOF, is a furry convention that has been held in this European country since 2008, but it was canceled in 2019 due to political unrest in the host city. What country is it held in? Thank you.
Do you want the city or the country?
Country! Yep, I know. Thank you. All right, I've got five answers, and only one team got this one correct. So WFF, or WOOF, is a furry convention held in this European country since 2008, canceled in 2019 due to political unrest. It was held in Kiev, Ukraine.
Oh.
All right, number three is pets. Now, this one will have two answers. Both of them have to be correct. One of them, in my opinion, is very obvious. The other might be a little less obvious. All right, according to Veterinary Pet Insurance, this male name is the most common for both dogs and cats, and this female name is in the top five once more for both dogs and cats. So we're looking for the most common male name for dogs and cats, and what is effectively the most common female name for both dogs and cats.
This song is very short.
I was trying to put one of them. Like, I want to say name is for
So remember, it's for dogs and cats, so you might not want to go like something super dog specific or cat specific. And this is a very short song, so I'll give you another 30 seconds.
What are you doing? What are you doing there?
Right, 10 seconds.
Or stray kitty.
Okay. 10 seconds. Is that 25?
I don't see.
Still waiting on one more. All right. No. Okay. All right. So nobody got this one right. So the two most, so the most common male name for both dogs and cats is Max.
Ooh.
And for females, in the top five for both dogs and cats is Lucy.
Whoa, I'm hungry. Why Lucy?
All right, number four. So, go contact Veterinary Pet Insurance. It's their data. Number four, this is another multiple choice question. So be ready to write. Once again, I'm going to give you the four answers, and then I'll give you the question so you can cross out or circle the wrong slash right. So I'm going to give you four musical albums. Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. And you don't need to write the whole thing. You can just write an abbreviation, whatever. You write just the album or the band or the whole thing. I don't care. B is Tapestry by Carole King. C is Odelay by Beck. And D is Harvest by Neil Young.
How is Odelay spelled?
O-D-E-L-A-Y. Oh.
And what's the question?
I'm about to read it.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Okay, so of those four albums, which one does not have an animal on the front cover?
No clue.
Thank you. I'm sorry? Okay. I've got All right, so I'm wondering if I didn't say the question clearly, because everybody got this wrong and everybody said the same wrong answer. So the four, Pet Sounds, Tapestry, Odelay, and Harvest, which of those four did not have an animal on the cover? Y'all thought I was tricking you. Pet Sounds has a goat on the cover. Tapestry has Carol King's actual personal cat. Odelay has this, if anyone wants to look up the cover of Odelay, it's the weirdest fucking animal I've ever seen. It's a Hungarian dog called a Commodore. It has fur that looks like udon noodles. It's so bizarre. Yeah. And Harvest doesn't have anything on the cover. Harvest was the correct answer. All right. Number five. Number five, theater. So once again, you should have only one unique wager left. Before it was turned into one of the worst movies of all time, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats was based on a series of poems published by this modernist writer.
I knew this was going to be the question.
Carry on.
Thank you.
Emily, I have absolutely no idea. Yeah, I got a hat from
Hello. You want us to put the poem collection on there?
You're in the collection, just the author. All right, I got five answers. Before becoming one of the worst movies of all time, Cats was based on a series of poems published by this modernist writer. He joined England and chose the ministry. T.S. Eliot. All right. So we are entering round four. This is going to be the last round of five questions, but then there will be a final question where the whole game can change.
Wait, wait, wait. How many people got T.S. Eliot?
Three.
Three.
Wow. Okay, so the categories for round five. Number one is literature. Number two is words. Words. The things I'm speaking. Number three, food and beverage. Number four, cartoons. And number five is furry meets normie.
Is that a logic puzzle?
I don't intend it to be.
This is my favorite romance comedy.
let me know when y'all are ready for the first question. Are you ready? Okay. So question number one, literature. Old Dan and Little Anne are the two central dogs in this classic children's novel set in the Ozark Mountains and written in 1961 by Wilson Rawls. If you read it, you probably read it in third or fourth grade. Looking for the name of the book.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I have five answers. And I got five unique answers. Everybody said something different. One team got it right.
Ooh.
Old Dan and Little Anne are the two central dogs in this classic children's novel published by Wilson Rawls in 1961. Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should have waited a few minutes.
I read
it,
but
I don't remember.
All right. Number two, this is words. The geographical terms north, south, east, and west are known as blank directions named for a species of bird. All right, this one. All right, this should have been easy in the earlier rounds, apparently. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, that was... There you go. Everybody got this one, right?
Woo!
Round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. I'm just going to start that again with the next question. Okay, so everyone knows northeast, southwest. Those are the cardinal directions.
Are they named for the bird, or are they both named for something else?
It worked, like, for, it worked for Furry Pub Trivia, so I'm going with it.
Oh, there's a distinction between like cardinal and ordinal, which I think...
Yeah, but is it named for the bird the way that the Canary Islands are named for dogs, or is it...
Canary Islands are named for dogs?
Yes, they are.
Canines, yep.
The birds are named after the islands, but the islands are named for canines.
Okay, that is a great TIL. Oh, man. All right, so food and beverage. This is another multiple choice question. So I'm going to give you the four answers, then the question. I'm going to give you four cocktails.
Nope.
A... Brass monkey. B. Horse neck. C. Jungle bird. And D. Fluffy critter.
Okay. What was the last one?
Fluffy critter. Of these four cocktails, which does not have rum as its primary alcoholic component? I'll give it one more time. Brass monkey, horse neck, jungle bird, fluffy critter.
Okay. I don't like it at all. So, this is on the basis of I like this flavor.
Thank you.
As long as you're aware of that.
You? Five answers. So, once again, the four cocktails were the brass monkey, horse neck, jungle bird, fluffy critter, which the four does not have rum as its primary alcoholic component. That is the horse neck,
yes!
Which is made with brandy.
But the brass monkey is Old English and orange juice.
According to Beastie Boys, it is, but they didn't invent it. The brass monkey originally featured rum, but since the 1980s, it's become redefined.
Monkey is a pirate. It's pirate slang.
Okay.
So. I'm going. According to Wikipedia, brass monkey is made with rum.
All right.
All right. So number four, cartoons. in the cartoon Jackie Chan Adventures, the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac are put into talismans, each of which has a different superpower.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which animal possessed the power of invisibility? The answer will be one of the 12 Chinese zodiac animals.
Down, 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 the flames went higher, and it burns, the ring of fire.
Okay, so in Jackie Chan Adventures, the Chinese Zodiacs had talismans and superpowers, blah, blah, blah. Which animal represented invisibility? That was the snake.
Wow.
The monkey was shape-shifting. The rat. What was the rat? I don't remember the rat.
I don't remember.
Anybody remember what the rat was?
I know it was a girl
invisibility.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
I remember that the sheep.
It was animation. Yes. Okay, so number five. This is the final question before what we're going to call the do or die round. All right, so furry meets normie. In 2019, notable furry and esports champion Sonic Fox got this professional wrestler, who was reigning WWE champion at the time, to put on his fursuit.
Oh man, what
was the year?
In 2019, last year, notable furry esports champ Sonic Fox got this pro wrestler, who held the WWE Championship at the time, to put on his fursuit. That's what I figured I'd be getting.
I like the image of it. It's not right.
I got a $3 cup from Starbucks, and I've just been covering it with all the free stickers that have been lying around with
mom. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I don't know how I'm going to like cover it, because I want it to stay in my room forever.
All right, I got 5 answers. Somebody did get this one right, which means I'm not the only person who falls for wrestling in this room.
What's wrestling?
It's substantially better than MMA.
It's what the Blind Bandit was spoofing in one episode of the
where you were.
In 2019, Sonic Fox got this pro wrestler, WWE champ, to put on his first suit, Kofi Kingston.
Kofi Mania, baby!
One of the best things to happen to wrestling since the Attitude Era. Okay, give me a minute. We're going to do some math, and then we're going to explain how the final round
I just
works.
Like,
some
meme of the hands.
You put down the other word.
Where's
the flip? I don't know. I just have one question.
Yeah.
Oh, we put that for a while.
Oh, it's up. 30.
Yeah.
I was like, there's like a puppet that happened in this.
I do track one and then call the file. Otherwise, I would have tracked
all
of that. So,
you know, this is nice. See, we need to actually
Okay! Excel made the math a lot easier than I thought.
Yay!
Alright, so I'm going to give you everybody's scores. Now, in the corner of your tracking sheet, write down your score. It's very important. So, Mood, you've got 69 points.
Nice!
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, 65 points.
No. Oh.
65. Or Penguins is 69, though.
Nice!
Yay! Somebody has it. Rar, you got 60. Road Cats, you got 83.
Oh.
And IDK team, you have 52. Okay, so I'm going to give you a category. You are going to wager any number between 1 and your score. Well, actually, I'm sorry, you can also wager 0. So you can put it all on the line. Or if you think everybody else is going to get it wrong, you can bet 0. So the entire game can change from here. So I'm going to give you a category.
Wait, when do we put the...
You're right. You're going to give me your wager before you submit your answer this time.
Oh, no.
And the final category is product mascots.
Okay.
So any number between 0 and your current score.
This cereal mascot keeps getting bombarded by furries on Twitter and had to block them all.
That
would have been around one question.
But we have no defense against that anyway.
Okay, thank you.
You know what?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Oh, I'm so ready. You know what? Super scary. One person in this room is going to know the answer. That's how scary.
Y'all lose.
Still waiting on Rogue Cats for their wager.
Math is hard.
Thank you.
Has there ever been a time where, like, this last round, everyone bids everything, but then they all get it wrong, so they all lose?
I do have a tiebreaker plan in case that's the case.
Thank you.
All right. So I have everybody's wagers. Now I'm going to give you the question. Now this question has 7 possible correct answers. You can name up to 6, and 5 have to be correct. So you have 1 screw-up. You can give me 5 or 6 answers, but no matter what, 5 have to be correct.
But we're not giving you 7 answers. We're giving you 6 of the 7 possible answers.
Correct.
Cool.
All right. Now, in 2013, I can't believe JT used this as a source. God damn it, JT. BuzzFeed, of all freaking people, published a list of the greatest cereal mascots of all time. On that list of 18 mascots, 7 of them are animals. Name up to 6, 5 must be correct. Now, I do need the name of the mascot. I cannot accept the name of the cereal.
They're all cereal.
And I'm going to give you guys about 5 minutes on this one.
Roger, we're at...
How dare you?
How dare you? That's not
nice. Are there any... Can you name, like...
I legit do not... I know, like, Snake, a couple of their names. I don't bother with their names.
No.
Okay, you know, how about this? Let's compromise on this. If you don't know the name, If you give me the species and the cereal, okay. I will accept that.
Okay. How about draw a small picture? Make it hard.
Prize out of my bag.
There's a prize!
There's a prize.
Yeah, it's a money prize.
Hell yeah! Well, I just stand so far.
Well, we had to get people to come here somehow, am I right?
Where's my prize?
That's good. I don't think that's my prize. What a cereal!
Oh, I got good stuff. Oh, where's my Polaroids? Someone's doing Polaroids, and I got one for me, Adler, and...
Yeah!
Keep track!
Moment here to do some math.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have five answers. We have everybody's final scores. So, the seven possible correct answers, according to freaking BuzzFeed, of the most popular mascots for cereal, the seven animals featured Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes, Trix Rabbit from Trix, Sunny the Cuckoo Puffs Cuckoo, or Cocoa Puffs Cuckoo, Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops, Dig'em the Frog from Sugar Smacks, Buzz from Honey Nut Cheerios, and Chip the Wolf from Cookie Crisp. Everybody got it right! Alright, so, before I reveal who won and the winner of this lovely $25 Amazon gift card, I would like to thank everybody for coming out and doing this. This is the second time we've done the Furry Pup Trivia. If you can forgive me for a bit of self-promotion, my name is Adrian. My best friend, JT, who could not be here. We do a podcast called The Anthroholics, where we cover various pits of media and stuff related to furries. We just reviewed the Sonic movie. We covered the end of BoJack Horseman. You can find us on SoundCloud. We are just two morons who try desperately to be funny. So, the final scores. IDK Team, 104. War Penguins, 109. Road Cats, 111. RAR, 119. And the winners.
Wait, what?
Mood 130.
Woo! Come on up.
Come claim your prize.
We're gonna go.
Thank you. So thank you guys once again. I hope you all had fun. Really much appreciate it. And if you're at furry cons in the future, particularly those in the Northeast, I will be hosting this panel at pretty much every single one I go to. So thank you. Have a great con, everybody.